It's the Party King Keys. I hope you have a beautiful and safe day. The sun is shining. The sun is shining. We woke up this morning. You're alive. You are alive. You are able to see a day that you never saw before in your life. I'm telling you, be thankful, be grateful, be appreciative. Count your blessings. Count all your blessings, the little ones and the big ones. That you have someone to lay your head, that you have a roof over your head, that you're able to get food, that you're able to buy food, that you're able to travel, that you have a form of transportation. If you don't have a form of transportation, you still got your limbs. If you don't got your limbs, you still got sight. If you don't got your sight, you still can walk. Be thankful for what you got. You got kids, be thankful, because it's people that can't have children, that can't bear children. Be thankful for the family and the people that you have in your life that's still loyal, that's still riding with you, because there's so many fake motherfuckers. There's so many people out here that will use you and abuse you until they can't no more, or until they dirty, or until they done with you, that you no longer have value. With that being said, just gotta take a moment. Today's my little brother's birthday. So long live, little Lucky. Rest in peace, little Mo, nigga. Yeah, that's my boy. Little dude, man, we met his freshman year, my sophomore year. I was sending him around to school, and I little dude's from the neighborhood. You see, you know, walk a certain way. You know, one day I just saw him, I was like, yo, don't walk that way. Cause you know, you're gonna run into some trouble. On them East Side streets, I should say, you know, teaching the youngest how to maneuver. And then, him and DeMarcus, my little dude I know, come over East here. They had a little, they had some words. They got busy in the middle of the street. And then some of Marco guys trying to jump in and steal them, so you don't have to jump in. Hey, shit gonna be head up, nigga. Y'all gonna do it, gotta be head up. Gotta be one-on-one, you feel me? Knuckle up, homie. Knuckle up, one-on-one. And, you know what I'm saying? Little bro shit was already living because one of them niggas snaked him. But he got busy. He wasn't no hoe. He stood his ground. He got busy and walked that shit off. He was teary-eyed. He was crying a little bit. It happens and shit. Because the nigga got him in the eye. You know what I'm saying? That do it to you. It happened to me plenty of times. And he walked away. Took him to my crib. Cleaned him up and shit. You know what I'm saying? Clean him up. Honey, wipe your mouth. Wipe your nose. Something, man. Wash your face, man. Huh? Ooh. Anyway, used to that. Sent him on his way. Yeah, you going to school tomorrow? Yeah, I'm going to school tomorrow. What time you leaving out, man? I don't know, man. I told him some certain time, and the next day, that kid was right there. I was actually, certain days that my mom went for work or dialysis, I was taking shit down. I would have my little lady, have my little chick over and shit. So, you know, he was there just waiting. So, and I ended my morning early, and then walked young lady to the bus, and slid with bro to the school and had a good day. You know what I'm talking about? And, you know, the whole day, he was excited, right? People just tell me, like, I saw your little brother. He's going around. It was a kid that a year before. He looked like me. It's actually one of the homies, my Dewan. And so I'm like, I'm thinking that's what they're talking about. And they're like, I just saw your little brother. They're like, oh, yeah, your little brother on the arts. Woo. The girls, some girl finna beat him up upstairs. So I run upstairs, see who they are. Like, it's this little cat. I'm like, man, what you doing, man? You trying to beat my little brother? Like, I am your little brother. And that was it from that day, man. We couldn't be apart, man. It's my boy. He had my back, man. We rolled it out. And that was real cool. And, you know, we chopped it up, and the next day I met his pops, and you know, pops driving truck, so you know he and L alone and bored, so he came through. Yeah, bro, you come over here, bro. You know, chopped it up, opened the door, broke bread. And then now the family seeing this little kid, and they like, who is this little kid? Oh, this little bro, this Lucky. You know what I'm saying? He was Lionel. They're saying it's Lionel. He wasn't Lucky just yet. And, yeah, man, Kipke started getting in trouble doing little crazy stuff. And that's where the name Lucky came out, because, you know, I gave him the movie Mobsters. He saw it. He was like, oh, man, this is how you found me. Ooh, just like how Lucky was. You know, he was claiming, you know, high school. He was claiming a set. You know, everybody from Chicago affiliated with something, associated. So at the time, you know, he was affiliated with the folks. He was big GD, you know, like trying to be GD. And like, man, what they doing for you, man? Them cats just jumped on you, man. Them cats just got down on you. You know, some good brothers that could, you know, look out for you, you know, you own it. If not, it's still cool. You still could run with them bro. So, you know, and he decided to, you know, do his own thing. So, but, you know, he wanted to run with me and my crew. And I'm like, man, listen, dude, there's a mixture of different dudes from all over the city. They our age, but they getting grown man money. And, you know, he was glad to be a part of something. But I was glad that he was a part of something that it won't mislead him. And the people that was around, and yeah, he was drinking. Yeah, he was chasing women, doing shit that teenagers his age shouldn't have been doing. But he was safe. He was around people. He wasn't around nobody that was misguiding him. He was around people that loved him. He was around people that wanted the best for him. Our brother, our big brother Sean, our brother Earl, and my boy Kane, and Quinn, and Meech, and Ernest, you know. Then the guys, B, my nigga Harlem Marley, you know what I'm saying? JD, Gene, Buck Chuck, you know what I'm saying? Menace, you know what I'm saying? Earl, you know what I'm saying? SP, Hunch, you know, that's the... E, Ryan, Fatty. You know, that's the crizzle. You know, we're getting money, you know, so. My boy running with us. You know what I'm saying? When I say Kane, I'm talking about Eddie Mo. And, yeah, man, we did our shit. And, he shout out to Jonathan, too, man. That was his partner, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Jonathan used to get busy, but he used to hang out sometimes, catch Jonathan's brother. His brother just had like a bad influence on him, you know. I think his brother was, Jonathan's little brother was a little cooler than Jonathan to Lucky. Or, you know, their mindset was both the same. You know, this is Jonathan's little brother. And they got caught doing some kick dough, you know what I'm saying? We say kick though. Some people say B&E's. You know what I'm saying? Doing some B&E's. I'm trying to tell him that's not the way to go, bro. But you know, he want a fast cash. He want a this and that. So you gotta let a young nigga be a young nigga. Rest in peace, Paul. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Paul. Papa Paul. Uncle Paul. Paul Williams, you know. This Lucky Pops. Slinging Pops at the time. And he got... You know, he came and saw me. He knew my apartment all that. He came knocked on the door. Say, hey, man, you keep on, man. You been looking after my boy? I said, yeah. I did a few things for him. He said, man, thank you, man. I appreciate you, man. How much do I owe you? How much I owe you? I said, you owe me nothing. Yeah, man, I just want to see what you're about, man. I told him, you know, I introduced him to my OG. He told me about Lucky Graves, and then he wanted to see my grades. He wanted to see this man, this young boy that called his house, or that his son always running after. Once he saw that my shit was together, once he saw that I just came from overseas. No, actually, I wasn't even overseas yet. But I got my grades in order and shit. And I had things going on. He saw me doing things I was doing. My auntie had set up for me to start doing the campaigns for Obama and a few little political things. You know, he knew his son was in good hands. He trusted mean, it gave me a responsibility. And I've been running with a lot of different people, organizations early in the game. So, you know, I know how to look at the people, you know, even before the war. So, look out for Lil Lux, man. You know, take him on the wing and, you know, try to get him together. Sometimes I had to put the paws on him, you know. There wasn't no bullying shit. And I got out of line. Lil bro, you need to chill. Lil bro, mouth off, because Lil bro gonna be Lil bro. We both males, you know what I'm saying? You want to get a little physical? We get a little physical. Boo, hit that gut shot. You know what I'm saying? Get them together. And my Ernest one birthday, then this motherfucker tripping, wrestling, and I'm getting pecked, and this nigga crying. I miss my little brother, man. This shit hard, man. He got killed, man. My son was only like 3 months, man. I miss my little brother. He got a beautiful daughter that he'll never see. He'll look just like him. He got a wonderful son, that whole life he was able to be in and be a part of, and a great fiance, Kiana, and you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And Katrina, you know, he loved them two women. And that's what we're going to leave it at. But, yeah, man. Lil Lux, man. It's a funny little dude, man. Then, he had to go sit down in juvie. Then he came home for a minute. He's getting that shit out of him. Then that's when I was going overseas, and he got snatched up that last little run. You know, but he was convincing. I was pissed off. You know? He got booked the night before I was leaving. Everything was cool, too. Yeah, LeBron, some dumb shit. But came back from overseas. LeBron was out like maybe a month after, month or two after, right before school. And, you know, we chopped it out. Got shit in order. And kept booming, you know what I'm saying? Meech had to go get sit down, turned himself in. You know, it was still wild. He was able to talk to me and express himself and tell me how he felt, you know, the women. You know, they love women. I love women, but that little nigga loved them. And I pushed little bro. I just wanted him to be great. You know, everybody counting you out, calling you this and that, whatever you're struggling with, nigga, you can find a way to improve. And you know what? He actually listened to that, and he actually was working on his shit, and he actually got his shit together. And, little bro, he was definitely no dummy. He was definitely smart when he took his mind to it, but he did come across something difficult. You know how that go. Still young and wild, but the ladies loved him. He was a lovable guy. He wasn't a copy of me. He had some of my DNA, but all the rest of it was just him. I just showed him how to blossom. Showed him how to get out there. And they're gonna keep this, you know, other shit. Keep it funky. So in college, got my boy right. Had a stain, did some stuff with a little check I had. Woo dee woo dee woo. Grabbed some weed. My boy was good. But before I grabbed the weed, I hit his pockets. 200. Jonathan was over there. I hit Jonathan. Then Jonathan told me, he asked me, could he have an extra 30? Because he wanted to pay his mama light bill. I thought he was lying. I actually called the bill, called the phone. I ain't even want to listen. I already set the money down before he even finished dialing the number and left up out of that. I didn't know it was a true story until at the Lucky funeral when I met his mother, and, you know. But, that shit was just wild. Yeah, man. Smell, man. Miss that little crazy light-skinned little nigga, man. Nigga talk to my cousin. He was talking about the other cousins, girlfriends. It was wild, man. He was talking to Sins. His freshman year, he was on Sins. That's what my boy was on, you know. And then I kind of saw him a few times. He got separated. And
things without order.
I had to go. I had to go be isolated for a minute. And he came out there to the birds, kicked it with me. I'm gonna be there with me and Poncho and Kush. Him and Earl, and, you know, just good vibes. You know, before that, I saw him right before this, his baby shower for his son. He just came home a minute ago before that, you know, chopped it up. And I wanted to give him some money, but somebody called or something. The way it came out, basically like some charity shit, and he wasn't trying to accept it like that. Just, man, just sent it to Shawty. Like, I'm trying to do this for you, and you know, he just won't on no charity shit. So I said, man, I like that snack pack, man. Where you get it from? He said, oh, I got it from such and such. It really was like 45, but you know, he paid 25. So I said, man, I give 34 right now. He said 35. I end up giving him a whole 40. Dropped him off over there on 76 by Morgan or whatever to his baby mom people's crib. And, you know, before that, I got them styles when I was, you know, he took me to the spot so I could get tatted and get right. So, I've been there. My nigga ain't had nothing to eat. To my eating at my house so much that, you know, motherfuckers, you know, parents gonna talk shit. He ain't got nowhere to eat. I ain't got that much. You can't hear none of that shit. That's my dog. He hungry. I'm feeding him. That's my little brother. I'm always good. Cause I fucked up. I go upstairs to my sisters. You know what I'm saying? We own half the car though. Shit. I could go around the corner and get some food. If I'm really fucked up. So I could call a vet. I could call a, you know what I'm saying? I could call a buddy or so. But, yeah, lucky Lionel Williams, Lionel Lucky Williams, man, whatever you want to, a little more, whatever you know little bro as, you know, he was a good dude. He was a great guy, man. An outstanding father, man. He just wanted to be the best. He got his 300. Couldn't tell him nothing, man. He couldn't tell him nothing at all, man. And that is just a wonderful fella, you know. All he wanted to do was just go slide on a few people that he was, you know, struggling with. And he didn't come back to shit on anybody. He went back to fuck with him. Shout out to Aubrey, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sus, I see you. And she rapping now. Trying to say her name, but it just ain't coming out. But you know I'm talking about your cuz too. You know, the cuz and Keanu, you know. He loved Keanu. That was that's his fiance, his wife. He's really in love with that girl, you know what I'm saying? She used to call a lot, looking for him and shit. And he'd tell me, like, nigga, don't be here. I could talk now. You know what I'm saying? Don't pick up. But every time she called, I pick up. Then I call Earl and I send her a text. Hey, she looking for you. Found out they ass ain't together. Or they ass somewhere drunk sleep. But it's all good, you know. This was my brother. This is my brother. And I'm my mama's only child. I got a lot of stepsiblings. I got real brothers and sisters. But this was my little brother because, you know what I'm saying, this was somebody besides Little Key. Besides Kevo Gotti, you know, Lucky in the middle. You know, that's Kevo, that's real blood. You know, I got a little brother that's a doctor. Dr. Lampkin, but, you know, Lucky, that's my other brother, man. Both of them chilling with Meech when he first came home from juvie before he got booked. And all of us kicking it on Father's Day, me, Lucky, Harlem Marley, Lux, Smurf, shout out to my nigga Young G Smurf, you feel me, L's and Shells, nigga, long live Diddy, man, you feel me, he's freshman, yeah, that's a boy, bought this boy on Laughs, man, that's a boy 54 from Laughs, you feel me, Motown, you know, father, you know, over there, for them boys that, for P birthday, man. Shut that bitch down. They shut it down. Little bro had a ball. He was with the set, you feel me? He was with his crew. He was really enjoying himself. Then people just introduced him to people and people that he saw before. Like, who that? Man, that's my little brother. You know, oh shit. People know me forever. They know I have brothers. They're like, damn, that's him, you know. They think he was Hannibal. They remember Hannibal because Hannibal was light skinned. They're like, oh yeah.
But I had him. We had him in the hood before plenty of times, and people already know.
Oh man, he loved Nisha. Before he met his baby mama, she loved Nisha. He got in that little trouble. He just fucked around and wiped her. And tequila. That nigga had my big cousin, nigga. I miss my dog, man. Gotta do shit because I miss my dog. I'm gonna burn up the biggest blunt. Had the boy on Justine with us, you feel me? Out there potty rocking. That nigga was out there turning up, man. Just seeing my little dude in his glow. Damn, you know what I'm saying? Rewind it back to when I first bought him on the L. He out there. Diddy, motherfucker, Chino, old school, motherfucker, feel it. The niggas out there, wilding out. Buddha boy, all of them, wilding out. All the cars going around and shit. I look up, I see Lucky and Chi out there dancing and shit on somebody's car, going crazy. Going crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna mourn their death. We gonna celebrate it like the G Count say, you know? Then looking up, he with the G Count. He called him. Yes, with G Count. You know what I'm saying? He thirsty. Thirsty little nigga. Just like when he first got his first bankroll, put that in my boy pocket. Here you go, G. Here you go. You know, he'll love to go stay at his mom's and shit. And come back to me, you know? How he would want to be over there. And then at times had to make him, you know, how he felt the gap or didn't feel that close, and then speaking with him later on and how he mended that and you know, whatever situation or whatever the issue was, mended it, even with his brothers and shit, you know, those some good brothers, you know what I'm saying, salute to them brothers, keep doing what y'all doing, you know, continue to be great, dig, and yeah, man, that shit was just wild, man. Then I get my little FAFSA check, hit my boy, huh, nigga, if I'm up, you up. Man, my boy came and got me. It was a dance in the other building. I ain't want to go. I want to fuck with that shit. Man, I'm not going to that shit, man. It's like Saturday. It's 7-something already. 6-something. It's like 6-something. 7. I'm not trying to go to that shit. I'm not trying to go to that shit. I ain't got no money. But all the time, I had a few dollars left. I had 20-something dollars. About $20, $30. I ain't doing no work that day. So that's all I had. Nah, man, I don't want to go. Man, I'm like, damn, man, I ain't got no clean shirts. I should have wore. He's like, man, I just got a brand new polo, bro. You could wear it. I'm like, man, I don't want your polo. Because, one, I don't wear your size. Two, I don't want your clothes. And then he said, man, all the clothes you gave me, bro. This was my senior year, too. He like, all the clothes you gave me, bro. All the shit I borrowed from you. Since I met you, nigga, you can't accept nothing from me. And I was just like, damn, he was really meant to all of that shit. And that shit struck a nerve. And you know what the fuck I did? I put that motherfucking black polo on and took my ass to the party, bro. Had a good ass time, kicked it with Milo on the gas, free Milo. Did. Shout my boy Ali, you know. Yeah. Had a good time, man. He rock. You know what I'm saying? He dub. Them niggas, man. Rio. You know what I'm saying? My niggas, man. And, shout out to Josh. And, yeah, man. Little bro. Nick. Then I took him. He came to the House of Hope with me. Like, twice. He finally wanted to see what it was about. Went on a Wednesday, he was like, damn, okay, I could do this. He saw the twins because he felt all the gas whenever they come over here talk about the twins and who found at the church and blah, blah, blah. So when he came on that Wednesday, he was thirsty. He was trying to shoot a shot. Boy, chill out. Chill out. You know, chill out. Trying to tell him, like, chill out, dude. Don't be so thirsty. But, you know, he turned on his lights and swag and be cheesing and had some little twisties. He couldn't tell him nothing, man. He couldn't tell my boy nothing. And, He came again on a Sunday, and that shit was really bussing, over bussing. I miss that man. I had to have a son to really, you know, have all this unconditional love. But that's my little brother, man. Losing a sibling is hard. I already lost a sister back when I was 5, so, you know, it touch a nerve and do something to you. And I usually don't be this vulnerable or this open. That's the word, open. But since you all are my family and we share a journey, we are on a path of greatness, on a path and a journey of growth and maturity. And you all has been so faithful and patient with me in this platform and all the other things that's going on. Very supportive. So why would I not share this moment with you all? I've been waiting for a few days to come express myself and come on and drop some content. And I got stuff just sitting ready to be published. Just need the title and some information put in. But yeah, I've been thinking about little bro, and I knew his birthday was coming up. And, you know, I didn't feel right this morning. My son, mom was doing too much, and my side chick was out of order. The frequency was just off, and I understood. Once I saw green in the sky, it was blue, but it was like bluish green when I stared from the sun. And I said, wait, it's today? And I said, today is his birthday, without looking at the phone, without looking at the... I knew it off bat. I don't even know the date. I just, after I looked in the sky, I knew it felt right. And I looked, and it was it. So happy birthday to the late, great Lucky Lane Williams, you feel me? Rest in peace of Lil Mo. You know, they did my boy Bogus. But what goes around comes around like a hula hoop. Motherfuckers did whatever they did. Motherfuckers got whatever they needed to be got done to them. So, they did a 21 gun salute for my nigga. You feel me? The nigga that did whatever he did to my little brother. He's sleeping with the fishes. But we ain't gonna get dark. Because we ain't gonna promote none of that negativity on this platform. But yeah, man, God sent me this little dude, man, to just help me stay grounded, man, you know. Help me stay on my toes, help me stay pivot, help me stay focused. You know, I had to think and look out to not just myself, but with somebody else. You know, look, he's good, you know what I'm saying? You know, there's certain amount of things I can expose him to or say or do. And so, you know, the walk and the journey that I had, well, lucky man would never be duplicated. And then to spend time with his son, to see him all over again, it was just like, wow. And then finding out later that he's connected to Kitty and a few more other people, and it's just a real circle. And then find out that we actually been around each other multiple times as shawties, because his people's on his mama's side is some of my auntie peoples, and been to events, and this picture that he had that I done found with the full picture with that. So yeah, you know, this shit deep, man. This is real life, real deep, man. I just miss my brother. I miss all my brothers, you know what I'm saying? Lost Lucky, lost Fatty, we lost Shondell, rest in peace. We lost Omar, lost Jabari, Sean. Who else, man? We lost some good niggas, man. We just lost Big Brandon and shit. really miss my brother, man. So if you got a brother, got a sibling, got some people that you love, hold them tight. Let them know that you love them. Mr. Party King Keys, I appreciate y'all for being with me on this special episode. Burn some, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Lil Mo. Rest in peace, Lil Lucky. Rest in peace, Lil Bro. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on the site. At me. Let me know that you that you're listening to this. Tweet me this. Let me know. Let me know. Check in. Let's check in. Check in with me today. Check in on me. Make sure I'm doing all right. All right? I'm badass. I want y'all to check in on me. Make sure I'm doing all right. Let me know y'all listening to the episode. At me at Party King Keys. PartyKingKeyz. All social sites. And thank you for listening to this podcast episode. Or whatever site you're listening on, tweet me so I can know. At me so I can know. DM me, let me know. Some people be sending me friend requests and y'all don't be hitting me up or at me and let me know what's up. Stop hitting me for these damn bot pages too. Lonely, Lucky.